I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Time is 6:03, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Uncommon Practice. Welcome, everyone. I'm Nebo Shimatsura, and I'll be here for the next 90 minutes as we listen to some classical music from the 20th and 21st centuries. We started out the show tonight with the fourth movement of String Quartet No. 3 by Benjamin Britten. That work written in the 1970s, towards the end of the composer's life. Britten is probably best known for his operas and other large-scale works, but sometime in the 70s he had heart surgery, and as a result of some complications, he had limited use of his right hand after that, so that's what prompted him to return to chamber music after writing operas and large orchestral works for a long time. Moving on now to some music for saxophone. This is an excerpt from Symphony No. 3 for Saxophone and Orchestra by Romanian composer Ștefan Niculescu, who was born in the 1920s sometime. I don't know if he's still around and active as a composer, but this work was written in 1986, commissioned by French saxophonist Daniel Chianci, who is a soloist in this recording. And he's accompanied by the Romanian Radio and Television Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Iosif Conta. This is Symphony No. 3 by Ștefan Niculescu. That was an excerpt from Symphony No. 3 for saxophone and orchestra by Ștefan Niculescu. You're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, also online at citr.ca. As always, I'm your host, Nebojša Matsura. Right now, it's time to take a short break for this public service announcement.
Friends of CITR card is here. Flash your card the next time you buy music at Scratch Records, Red Cat Records, Vinyl Records, Audio Pile, or Beat Street Records and get a sweet discount. The Friends of CITR card is $5 for CITR members and $15 for anyone else. Check out www.citr.ca/friends for a full listing of Friends of businesses. Support CITR and pick up your card today.
Right, and we're back now here on Uncommon Practice. So we just heard a symphony for saxophone and orchestra. Now we move on to another symphony for percussion instruments. This is a work from American composer Charles Bornin, who was born in 1938 and was a very influential figure in American music and still is. In 1970, he won the Pulitzer Prize in Music, and he's gotten all sorts of other awards and commissions. He is a very strong proponent of innovation in music, innovation of all sorts, and not only of that, but also of exposing the public to avant-garde trends in music and sort of raising the audiences to a level where they can understand the music rather than dumbing down the music to the sort of mass audience level. Anyway, here's the third movement of the Percussion Symphony by Charles Bornin, performed here by the New Jersey Percussion Ensemble, with Raymond Desroches conducting.
Thank you.
the third movement of the Percussion Symphony by Charles Voronin. You're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, also online at citr.ca. I'm Neboisha Matsura, and I'll be here for another hour until 7:30 tonight as we listen to some classical music written in the past, 50 years or so. Coming up next, we have some music for chamber choir from Hans Werner Henze, a German composer known for his adventurous compositions, also for his very prominent left-wing politics. This work that we're going to hear incorporates a slightly altered version of The Tale of Orpheus and his journey into the underworld. The text comes from the very influential and controversial English playwright Edward Bond. So we're going to hear two movements from this work by Henze called Orpheus Behind the Wire. Here are the New York Virtuoso Singers, conducted by Harold Rosenbaum.
Oh.
Those were two movements from Orpheus Behind the Wire, a work by Hans Werner Henze. The time is 6:43, and you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Neboi Shimatsura. Right now, it's time to take another short break for this announcement.
CITR 101.9 for Vancouver's celebration of art's 1,044th birthday. Yes, it's quantities.
And I went running down the stairs. Only problem was I missed the fourth step and went crazy.
Radio art
on the FM dial at 101.9 or online at citr.ca. Listen generously.
I really don't think you're strong enough now.
I never thought of it that way.
All right, now let's take a look at Vancouver weather. Currently at the Vancouver airport, it's raining. The temperature is 4 degrees and the wind is out of the east at 26 kilometers per hour. The forecast for the lower mainland for tonight will see rain with total amounts of 20 to 30 millimeters. Also becoming windy this evening and the temperature will be steady near 7 degrees. Tomorrow we'll see rain ending in the afternoon, then cloudy skies with a wind out of the south at 30 to 50 kilometers per hour, becoming northwest 60 to 80 in the afternoon. We'll see a high temperature of 8 degrees with the temperature falling to about 5 in the afternoon. For tomorrow night, cloudy periods with a 60% chance of flurries overnight. Northwest wind at 60 to 80, becoming west at 30 near midnight. The low will be plus 1. On Wednesday, cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries and a high of plus 4. And on Thursday and Friday, sunny but becoming kind of cold with lows around minus 5 and highs around 0. Coming up next here on Uncommon Practice, we have a piano work from Jean Alain, who was a French composer born in 1911, worked as a church organist, and wrote a lot of music for the organ and the piano. Also a lot of sacred works for choir. Unfortunately, he was killed in 1940 during one of the early battles of World War II, so he had a tragically short life and career. Anyway, here is a theme and variations for piano, performed here by pianist Désiré Nakawa. Theme and Variations for Solo Piano by Jean Alain. Coming up next here on Uncommon Practice, we have an interesting work by Gerge Ligeti, a very important composer who was born in 1923 and died in June of last year. To many people, he is best known for the inclusion of his music in the Stanley Kubrick film 2001, A Space Odyssey. Unfortunately, Ligeti never actually gave permission for his music to be used in the film, and I believe he did sue Stanley Kubrick, and I don't remember what the final outcome of that lawsuit was. Anyway, here's a work entitled Mysteries of the Macabre. This was originally a work for voice, but Ligeti later rearranged it for solo trumpet and chamber ensemble. So here is trumpet soloist Peter Masurs, accompanied by the Schoenberg Ensemble and the Osco Ensemble, under the direction of Reinbert Delau.
Thank you.
Mysteries of the Macabre by George Ligeti. The time is 7:01 and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, also online at citr.ca. This is Uncommon Practice, and as always, I'm your host, Nebwe Shimatsura, here for another 30 minutes or so. Now here is some music from a local composer and local performers. This is Escalator by Owen Underhill, who teaches music composition at Simon Fraser University, and he's also the artistic director and conductor of the Turning Point Ensemble. This work, this recording features the Vancouver New Music Ensemble, which I believe is defunct now, but Owen Underhill was actually in charge of that group, and here he is conducting his own composition. Escalator by Vancouver-based composer Owen Underhill, and that was a performance from the Vancouver New Music Ensemble, which was probably one of the leading new music groups in Vancouver, but unfortunately it has been disbanded and no longer exists. Anyway, you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Nevoi Shimatsura. And right now, here is some music from Reza Vali, a composer who was originally from Iran, studied Persian classical music, later studied Western music in Austria and in the U.S., and he currently teaches music composition at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, in Pennsylvania. He's probably best known for a series of suites that incorporate Persian folk music. Most of them are called folk song sets. So here is folk song set number 9 for flute and cello. This work utilizes some very interesting performance techniques. For example, the cellist has to whistle in one movement, and both the cellist and the flautist also play some percussion instruments on the side. Here is flautist Alberto Almarza, also playing along with cellist Sal Bertran in this performance of Folk Song Set Number 9 by Reza Vali.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Folk Song Set Number 9 for Flute and Cello by Reza Vali. The time is 7:26 and you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
All right, time to take another quick look at Vancouver weather. Currently, it's raining outside, which you can probably tell by looking out the window. The temperature is 5 degrees, and the wind is out of the east at 21 kilometers per hour. And the forecast for tonight calls for rain, with total rainfall amounts of 20 to 30 millimeters. Also becoming windy this evening, with a steady temperature near 7. For tomorrow, rain ending in the afternoon, then cloudy skies. Winds out of the south at 30 to 50, becoming northwest at 60 to 80 in the afternoon. The temperature will be 8, but falling to around 5 in the afternoon. For tomorrow night, cloudy periods with a 60% chance of flurries overnight. Northwest wind at 60 to 80, dying down to about 30 near midnight, and the low will be plus 1. On Wednesday, we'll see cloudy skies with a 60% chance of flurries once again, and a high of plus 4. Then on Thursday and Friday, sunny, but becoming cold, with lows around minus 5 and highs around 0. Well, that's all the time I have for this week on Uncommon Practice. Thanks for listening, and I'll hope you'll tune in again in 2 weeks on Monday, January 22nd, from 6 p.m. until 7:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'll be playing some more classical music from the 20th and 21st centuries. Coming up next at 7:30 is Karasu, hosted by Alex Ushijima, bringing some Japanese music to you. I'm Neboi Shimatsura, and you've been listening to Uncommon Practice.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question.